I want to leave you with this message. The Savior of my soul. In 1 Peter chapter 2, it's talking about Jesus Christ. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 22, it says, he committed no sin. Talking about Jesus Christ, who came down from heaven, showed up on this earth 2,000 years ago. And he lived a life that we couldn't live. You and I, we were born sinners, a complete mess. Jesus comes and he commits no sin. Neither was deceit found in his mouth. I think every single one of us in here could confess to being deceitful at one point or time in our lives. Bending the truth, a little white lie. Not saying what we were supposed to say, but Jesus, no deceit. All truth. The most honest man to ever walk the face of the earth, Jesus. Everything that came out of his mouth was the truth. Everything that we still get from Jesus Christ today is the truth. The word of God is the truth. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Hallelujah. Neither was deceit found in his mouth. And when he was reviled, when he was rejected, meaning when they went against him, when they hated him, when they spit on him, when they beat him, he did not revile in return. I mean, here he is, Jesus Christ. He's at this moment in his life. He's 100% man. He's 100% God. He has every right to do what he wants to do. And he does not respond violently. He does not respond out of anger. He does not condemn us. And though we reviled him, he continued to love us. And though mankind rejected him, he continued to move forward and approach us with love and grace and mercy. And nothing would stop Jesus Christ from moving forward and coming to you and I and saying, I love you. I love you. I love you. And that's God's word unto you today. I feel it in my heart, in my spirit, that the Lord wants you to know that he loves you. You're loved. You are loved. You are deeply loved by the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You are loved. You are not alone. You are loved. Jesus loves you. He did not revile in return. And when he suffered, when they beat him, when they spit in his face, when they pressed the crown of thorns on his head, when they nailed his hands to a cross, when they nailed his feet to the cross, scripture says here in 1 Peter chapter 2, he did not threaten, but continued entrusting himself to him who judges justly. God is a just God, and he had every right to wipe us out. But God in his justice put forth this incredible plan that was out of mercy and love. And it's demonstrated and revealed to us through his son, Jesus Christ, who comes. And through all that Jesus had to endure, through all the rebellion that he faced head on from man, he just looked unto his father because there was nothing that was going to happen that was going to knock him off the plan to save us. The very ones who reviled him. The very ones who threatened him. The very ones, you and I, who put him on that cross because of the mess that we made. He himself, he bore our sins in his body on the tree. This old rugged tree, scripture says. It's a tree. He carried part of that tree up to this place called the skull, Golgotha. He carried the tree up to Calvary. They nail him to this tree, and he bore our sins in his body on the tree, scripture says. He bore our anger in his body. He bore our pain in his body. He bore our dark, wicked thoughts in his body. He bore our lies in his body. He bore the mess that we made in his body. He carried it to the cross. All of our sins. everything that you've done and everything that you will do wrong, he took it to the cross. Every bad thing that you still wrestle with, those things in your mind that you can't seem to stop thinking about, the mess that you've made, the failure in your marriage, the failure on your job, the lie that you've been living out, the addiction that you have, the lust for money, the lust for career, the lust to be and desire and pride of life and to be somebody. That and all of that, he took it to the cross. The pride of life. And he bore our sins in his body on the tree that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. That we might die to sin and live to righteousness. The death that we deserved, he died on that cross and took our place. That's how we died to sin. By just receiving this amazing truth that you don't have to die, Jesus Christ took our place. We don't have to die to sin because Jesus stepped in and became the substitute for the debt that we deserved. He paid the price. He paid the penalty of sin. We've been set free. And now, because of Jesus Christ, we get offered this robe of righteousness. The opportunity tonight to be in right standing with God. The opportunity right now to be a new person. The opportunity right now to have a complete change of life. The opportunity right now, in faith, believing that Jesus Christ came and he bore my sins. This is good news. This is the gospel. This is what excites me. This is Jesus Christ. This is my Savior. And it goes on to say this: by his wounds, you have been healed. Healed. Healed by his wounds. Every blow that he took to the face, you being healed. Every time the whip went across his back, you and I healed in the name of Jesus. Every moment that they drove the nails through his hands, healing right now in the name of Jesus. When they drove the nails through his feet, healing in the name of Jesus. As his blood poured out on the cross, that was you and I being washed and cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Every pain, every blow, every moment when the crown of thorns went on his head and the pressure came down, that was your release and your renewal of your mind right there in that moment. Your mind set free. Your heart set free. Glory to God. Someone here is not healed yet, but you're going to be healed tonight in the name of Jesus. You're going to call on the name of Jesus and you're going to receive him as Savior of your soul. It goes on to say this: for you were straying like sheep, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. What does that mean? Well, without Jesus, we're lost. And we stray and we drift and we move around and we try this and we try that and we go to this club or we try this job or we change careers or I try to date this guy or I try to date this woman. And without Jesus, you just keep trying different things. You just keep trying. You keep reaching for different things. And Jesus tonight wants to meet you. And if you would just reach up instead of reaching around down here, you are going to be free in the name of Jesus. There's so many people just, they're astray. They're just lost. And they're just trying to reach to the left and to the right. Forget about it. Stop reaching. There was someone else that already 2,000 years ago reached out his hands for you and I. And And we now get to return to the shepherd, the good shepherd, God himself. God himself who gave us his only son, Jesus Christ, so that we could be restored and redeemed. And if you would receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, we get a new boss in life, the overseer of your soul. Does not condemn, will never look at you in disgust, will never embarrass you, shame you. This overseer will never look at you less than. He loves you, the savior of your soul. Will you stand up with me? Just by show of hands, who needs healing tonight? Healing in your heart, healing in your mind. Thank you for being honest. You can put your hands down. I wanted to make time tonight for you and I as God's people to take time to come up here, to step out of our seats, and let's surrender completely to Jesus Christ. I don't need to shout at you to do this because I know you sense the presence of Jesus Christ. And even as I'm talking right now, come on, you come to the front. Let's allow Jesus to be the savior of our soul. Come on. Healer. Minds renewed right now in the name of Jesus. Come on. Yeah. Healing right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Healing. A renewed mind. Soul set free forever. It's the savior of my soul, the savior of my soul. Be the savior of my soul. Even as you're coming up here right now, that's your prayer right now. Be the savior of my soul. 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 Just press forward, find space. People are still coming. Be the savior of my soul. 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 Huh. Pray this prayer with me. Jesus, I believe you. I believe you died for me. You bore my sins on the cross, and you rose again on the third day. Forgive me. Take me as I am and make me a new person. Change my heart. Live inside of me. Be the savior of my soul. I'm tired of going astray. Take me, Jesus, and lead me all the days of my life. I put my trust in you, and I'm gonna rest in you. And put my faith in you. You are my God. You are my Savior. Heal my heart. Heal my broken heart, please, Jesus. In your name I pray.